This week's parsha, Parshas Kisavo, talks about the mitzvah of Bikurim. You know, there are two parts to the mitzvah of Bikurim. There's first of all, Havas Bikurim, bringing the new fruits up to the Beis HaMikdash and giving them to the Kohen. And then there's reading the parsha of Mikra Bikurim. Parsha in the Torah of Mikra Bikurim. What's the purpose of the mitzvah Bikurim? Sefer HaChinuch writes that the mitzvah Bikurim teaches us the value of Hakaras HaTov. You know, when a farmer has a bountiful harvest, he naturally feels that Kochi Votzim Yodi Osali Asachayel Hazeh. He feels that his efforts, that his know-how produced the fruit, produced the produce, and he can get carried away with himself. So the Torah gives him the mitzvah of Bikurim to remind him that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of his success, of his Hatzlacha, and that he has an obligation to express thanks for the bracha Hashem has given him. At the end of the parasha of Mikra Bikurim, it says, V'samachta b'chol atov asher nosan lecha Hashem Elokecha. Be happy b'chol atov. What does the Torah say, V'samachta b'chol atov? It should say, V'samachta b'tov, be happy with the good HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. Towards the end of the parasha, we find the Tochacha. The Pasuk says, in the Tochacha, Tachas asher levanata as Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav meirov kol. That all of the klalas chas v'shalom can occur if we don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha v'tuv levav, with happiness, with goodness of the heart. Meirov kol, from rov kol. What does rov kol mean? So the simple meaning of rov kol is ribui kol, an abundance of good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so much, and if we don't serve Him properly with all the tov, He gives us the tov, and yet we don't serve Him properly, so then chalila, He can take away that tov from us. He can take away the good. What do we say in Modim, Al Nisecha Shebechal Yom Imanu, V'Aniflasecha V'Tovasecha Shebechal Eis? We thank Hashem for everything, for every moment of every day, every small kindness that He does for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us so much, ribui kol, an abundance of good. We have to be thankful for the abundance of good. The Chasam Sofer explains this phrase a little bit differently. He says that rov kol doesn't only mean ribui kol. It could also mean a majority of good. You know, sometimes things aren't perfect in life. Not everything is the way that we'd like it. We have challenges, we have difficulties. But even in challenging circumstances, we should look and see that there's a majority of good. There's so much good. Everyone can see good in his life. Whether it's family, friends, financial success, health. There's just so much good that even if not everything is perfect, even if there are some negatives, some difficulties, and some challenges, a person can still be thankful for the rov kol, for the majority of good HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Asei lecha rav uknei lecha chaver ve'avidones kol ha'odom lekav zchus. Make for yourself a rebbe, acquire for yourself a friend, and you should judge every person favorably. What does Danes Kala Adam Lekavskos have to do with the other parts of the Mishnah? Heard once a very beautiful idea, that maybe Danes Kala Adam Lekavskos is teaching us how to be Kenei Lechachav, how to acquire friends. To be a good friend, you have to be Dan Lekavskos. You have to judge a person favorably. You know, if we look in the mirror, sometimes we won't always see what we want to see. We have our own faults, our own foibles. Sometimes we make mistakes. We're not perfect. But we don't focus on our mistakes. We don't focus on the negative. We look at the good in the picture. When you look at your friend, when you look at other people, you should also look at the good. Look at the big picture. Don't look at the details, at the negatives, at the small mistakes that people do. Look at the big picture. You'll see a lot of good. If you're down a person, the kaf schus, then you'll be able to be a good friend. The trick is, as they say, to be done as kol ha'adam l'kavskos. If you judge the whole person, don't look at the minor deficiencies that the person has. If you're done as kol ha'adam, you look at the big picture, you look at the whole person, then you'll see the kavskos, then you'll see the good in the person. Everyone makes mistakes. The parents can sometimes make mistakes. And siblings can make mistakes. And friends can make mistakes. And spouses can make mistakes. But by and large, they're good. They're very good. They do so much for you. Focus on the good. Focus on the big picture. If you focus on the big picture, you'll be down the kafskos, you'll see the good. And if you'll see the good, then you'll realize that there's real value in your friend, in your spouse, in the people that you interact with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no different. B'samachta b'chol atov. What is the Torah said? B'samachta b'chol atov, not b'samachta b'tov. Look at kol atov. Look at the big picture. Look at the big picture. Don't look at the small things. Sometimes people have tinness. Wish it were better this way or better this way. Challenges and difficulties. It's not easy. Not easy. In this world, we don't see that it's taka all good. In this world, it seems like there's a mixture of tov and ra. It's not always all good. But we have to look at the big picture. And if it's kol atov, if you look at kol atov, you look at the whole picture, then you'll see it's taka, a source of simcha. It's a source of simcha because you realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu really does so much good for us. You know, this could be the connection between Chodesh Elul and Parashas Kisavah. The Sfarim say that the Rashi Tevis of Elul is, of course, Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li. Moshe Feinstein comments in his Sefer Dorash Moshe that sometimes we don't fully appreciate what Chodesh Elul is really about. Now, Elul is not just a time to be focused on correcting the errors that we've made, the different averus we've done, and fixing the different midos ra'os that we have, the bad character traits. Though that's, of course, very important as well. But Elul is about recognizing that dodi li, to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate dod, is li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me so much. And that my life's mission should be ani ledodi. That I want to give back, I want to pay back HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. I want to express my thanks by giving back to Him, by trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do the Ratzon Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best way possible. Shabbos.